The Kalamazoo Bach Festival will present the Cole Porter Radio Hour on Sunday, October 28th in an afternoon concert held at Kalamazoo College in the Light Fine Arts Building. And the artistic director of the Kalamazoo Bach Festival is here this morning to talk about the Cole Porter Radio Hour. He's a co-creator. Welcome back to WMUK, Chris Ludva.
Thank you. Nice to be back.
So this is, you know, a personal project for you and something that you helped develop and you've seen grow over, I don't know, 10 years have you been doing?
Yeah, about a decade.
Okay.
This will be the eighth performance.
So last week I talked to your friend, Rob Johansson, who stars as Cole Porter in this concert / theater, you know, experience. And he told me his side of the story, but perhaps you can also share your memories of getting this started.
Well, I'm sure he told you the story about that. I said to him, hey, Rob, you know, I'd really like to do this show called the Cole Porter Radio Hour and envision this actor that would portray Porter in between Porter songs and sort of a loose metaphorical connection between things. And he said, sure. And then the next part of the story was he said, okay, do you have a script? And I said, well, no, that's part of the job is we want you to actually write this thing. Did he mention that?
He mentioned that.
Yeah.
He mentioned 6 weeks as well.
Yeah, it was a kind of a tight time frame.
You know? 6 weeks and $500.
Uh-huh. It was, I said to him the other day, you know, so this is the eighth performance. And at what point did you feel like you actually started making a return on your investment and it wasn't just charity work? And he said, well, he may have shared this with you, but he said what it ended up doing was he was in kind of a rut in his career. And so this opened a lot of new doors for him. And it was really ended up being, you know, more of an intrinsic motivator than an extrinsic one. Although, as I said, the offer was, you know, definitely a low ball on the front end because it was a small arts organization. And so it's really neat to be doing it, this number of times. And each time it sort of morphs and evolves a little bit. Different group of performers. Rob is really the one constant. So
this was long before you moved to Kalamazoo. You're in your second season with the Kalamazoo Bach Festival.
Yep.
Are we talking Cleveland or Ohio area?
We invented it or put it together first in Indianapolis. When I was there with Encore Vocal Arts. And then we had the opportunity to take it with that group to Culver, Indiana.
Oh, okay.
Which had some tie-ins, of course, as you talked with Rob about from the show. And then another incarnation when I was in Cleveland Heights, we had the opportunity to do it at the Alcazar Hotel in Cleveland, which was where Porter reportedly wrote Night and Day. So it's had a lot of different really kind of quirky little details that have come up each time we've done it and sort of mysterious kind of idiosyncrasies that, about the process that have just been really lovely to see each time.
It was really a pleasure to learn more about Cole Porter as I talked to Rob and did a little research. He just was a famous name and who wrote clever songs that I didn't distinctly know from some of the other great songs of that time period. I had no idea he was from Indiana. I just thought of him as a maybe hanging out in London or Paris all the time.
Right. Well, he had certainly ties to Paris. He loved living in Paris. He wrote a song, I Love Paris, that we'll actually do on the concert.
Oh.
But he was extremely cosmopolitan, although, as you say, very humble roots in Indiana. And I think those humble roots, I think, are part of what led to his ability to sort of craft a song in a way that represents kind of the every person in such a brilliant way. I like to think of him as the 1930s version of Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Cool.
That's for me. That's the level of wit and witticism in his work. Sarcasm, turn of phrase. I mean, of course, so many songwriting teams: Rodgers and Hammerstein, Rodgers and Hart, Lerner and Lowe. You know, have contributed to the musical theater canon. But Porter was one of the few that was really doing it on his own at that time, and did it as, like I said, as Lin-Manuel Miranda has done now in such a brilliantly clever way. It's just a clever, clever songwriter.
You can just appreciate it over and over again.
Yeah.
Well, you're working with a smaller ensemble of singers here, and you have a special name that you've brought with you from an ensemble you started earlier, mm-hmm. Kaleidosong, and it's now a chamber choir under the umbrella of the Kalamazoo Bach Festival.
Right.
So how many singers about will be on
so
stage?
So this Kaleida Song is really just anytime we do something that is a group of professional singers. This time it will, the incarnation will be 12 singers on stage. Each one has a solo of their own, maybe two, and then there are some group numbers written in very tight vocal jazz harmony. And it's just a delight to work with this group of singers, in addition, of course, the ones that I normally work with. Now, we have the 12 singers that are part of what we're calling the cast, so they're a smaller group. And then we do have about 24 singers from the Bach Festival that will be sort of ancillary but integral to the production. So they'll be singing the opening number and the closing number to kind of give a little extra spirit and oomph to those two pieces. So the show opens with another opening. The show closes with Night and Day. And so I think on stage, there'll be the 12 plus 24, 36, plus a live band, so piano, bass, and drums. So probably about 40 musicians total, plus Rob.
The Cole Porter Radio Hour will be held on Sunday, October 28th. That's a week from this Sunday, at Kalamazoo College's Light Fine Arts Building in the Dalton Theater. And it starts at 4 o'clock. And details and tickets are all at KalamazooBachFestival.org. Why don't we hear the opening number?
Sure.
You've brought along a live recording from which incarnation?
This was when Encore Vocal Arts did it the first time. We had lovely funding from an organization that said, sure, we'd like to have this thing be evergreen and something that we've been able to continue using. So this was Encore Vocal Arts, another opening.
A zippy opening to the Cole Porter Radio Hour. My guest is Chris Ludva, who directs the Kalamazoo Bach Festival and will direct Kaleida Song, a chamber choir, in the Cole Porter Radio Hour. And as you said, lots of members of the chorus also included on the concert, which also features your friend, actor Rob Johansson. Was that his voice we heard in the
No, that was just a voiceover person in the studio, but Rob has a lovely, also rich baritone
so
voice.
So he doesn't do MC duty. He is Cole Porter.
He portrays Cole Porter, yep, from the start and all the way to the finish. And there's only one moment at the finish where there's a little bit of a turn before he finally sings Night and Day, where the fourth wall sort of comes down and he talks to the audience on a different level about his life in a very, very poignant moment. And then the closing is Night and Day.
You have about 11 songs on this program. And how many are there to choose from?
Oh my gosh, his output was stunning. Probably over 120, I would guess,
yeah,
off the top of my head.
So that was probably one of the hardest things to decide on right away.
Yeah, there are certainly, like any of these great singer-songwriters, there are some that the cream rises to the top. So things like I Get a Kick Out of You, a lot of the material from Anything Goes was on the top of the list. But beyond that, like Kiss Me Kate, Too Darn Hot is from that, and that's on the album and on the concert, Night and Day. So we kind of selected probably his top six or seven and then found a few other gems that we wanted to include just to kind of round things out.
Who did the choral arrangements?
They vary. So most of them were commercially available arrangements, still able to be purchased and or sung by choirs, and that made our lives easier in terms of getting all of the rights and whatnot. But.
So they bring together different, you said solos as well as close jazz harmonies with full ensemble. So you wanted a variety.
Yeah. What we wanted to do is kind of create these moments where it feels like you're really just in a cabaret and watching these people that are standing up and all of a sudden performing. you know, like any good musical theater, all of a sudden somebody says something and then there's a musical number that just magically appears, you know, like real life, of course. But then also these moments where it's just, it's like Porter is saying something in the show and all of a sudden, you know, the band comes in and there's this solo and it's as if we've sort of taken a quick snapshot of what's happening inside of his brain. The songs in this show were, of course, in many cases, like many of these great songwriters, from another musical of some sort. Now, Anything Goes, of course, did really well. Kiss Me, Kate did really well. Some of his other musicals didn't do quite as well, but the songs then were given new life by some jazz artist, Frank Sinatra, people like that.
Yeah.
That breathed another sort of reincarnation into them.
Such an interesting symbiotic relationship in music that I hadn't been too aware of, where the Broadway shows would sometimes offer their songs to jazz artists to popularize them even before the show took off.
Oh, yeah. That was the way to get it out in front of everybody. And then oftentimes, like I said, the show would maybe flop, do a couple performances and end. But the piece itself remained.
On.
Yeah.
The Cole Porter Radio Hour is a concert that will be held on October 28th, Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock at Kalamazoo College. And tickets and more information are at kalamazoobachfestival.org. I have a friend who likes to quote Artie Shaw once in a while, because even though the song made him one of the most popular and rich artists of the time, Artie Shaw used to say, apparently, "Begin the Begin is like a millstone around my neck."
I believe it. You know, I think he made up the word begin, actually. That was the story that I heard.
What is a begin?
I think Porter, the legend goes that Porter wanted something that sounded like it was from the islands and sounded like it was like a dance, like a rumba or something like that, but he didn't have a name for it. So, begin, that sort of makes sense. And that was a great example of Porter's way of sort of creating what he wanted to create.
Well, tell us about, provide just another quick intro to the choral version of Begin the Begin.
So this one is a really great arrangement. I really love this one because it's rhythmic and fun and energetic. And in the recording you're going to hear now, assuming you're going to play that, it's the chorus in our production coming up. Again, as this show has happened, it's evolved over time, so it'll be a soloist. So you'll hear it in two different ways, one here with a choir, and then if you come on Sunday the 28th, you'll hear it by just a soloist in the same treatment, but one person singing.
We're listening to Cole Porter songs with Chris Ludva, the director of the Kalamazoo Bach Festival Chorus, and Kaleida Song, the KBF's professional chamber choir. And we're listening to Cole Porter for the Cole Porter Radio Hour, which is the next Kalamazoo Bach Festival program, Sunday, October 28th at 4 o'clock.
You've got to tell them about the connection to that last one. Okay. The local connection is too good.
No, it's too good for me to tell. Why don't you give it away?
So that last arrangement of Begin the Begin was arranged by Greg Jaspers.
Shut up.
Yeah. Which we were both like, wow, I think that was Greg. And I had to look it up during the song. But yeah, that was before his tenure here began at Western. And just a great example of his ingenuity and creative mark on his arranging.
And you made this professional recording a few years ago before you came to Kalamazoo. You didn't really have a collegial relationship with Greg at that time.
No, so. Just knew the chart and really loved it and thought, oh, this would be great to put on here. So
Well, if you come on Sunday, October 28th, you'll hear a slightly different
Same
approach.
Feel, soloist.
Yeah, with a soloist. Yeah. So where are you getting soloists from?
So the soloists, they're basically from this region, of course. We have a couple of folks that are in the Bach Festival chorus that are now part of this group, and it's in its present incarnation. We have Karen Trout and Joel Snyder from the theater community here that'll be both performing. A gentleman named Montu Yoshi, who is, I think he's a pastor down at the UMC downtown, but a former music major. We have a couple people that work at the Michigan Immigrant Organization, providing services to immigrants that are former music majors at K. So it's a really nice mix of folks with different connections, a current musical theater student from Western. So it's a really great example of bringing together people from different walks of life, different professional backgrounds, but all who studied music in their undergraduate.
And part of your, you know, first months and years here in Kalamazoo would be to ferret out some of these
yes.
voices.
It's a challenge, you know, because if you don't know the community, and my wife and I are parents of small children, so we don't get as much opportunity to go out and see things as we'd like. But, you know, it's sort of 6 degrees of separation. So you know somebody and you say, well, who do you know that can do this role and who do you know? And Greg Jaspers was really helpful in connecting me to the musical theater person at Western, who then gave me the name of this baritone. And so you start to figure it out pretty quickly.
And under the name Kaleidosong, the group will perform on Sunday, October 28th. How often does Cole Porter himself appear during the program?
He is basically interspersed between every song on some level. So we do the opening number that you heard, another opening, and then he starts in talking about his life. And so it's probably a 2-3, maybe 4-minute vignette with Rob portraying him, and then that launches us into another song. And the songs are, again, kind of metaphorically representative of whichever portion of his life Rob has just talked about in the monologue. So some of them are very humorous. We'll hear a track, I think, later called Too Darn Hot that talked about and touches on some of Cole Porter's dealing with at a time period where bisexuality was not necessarily something that would have been public knowledge. So Porter deals with that in the show. That's in there. There are moments where he talks very tenderly about his relationship with his wife, Linda. And there's a great line about Linda. Linda gets the jokes. You know, if you ever marry somebody that gets the jokes. And then there's this moment where, of course, Linda passes away before Porter. And we sing every time I say goodbye, which is just beautiful after that. So there are moments of levity. There's moments of really kind of heartbreaking poignancy. And it's just a nice, nice mix of stuff.
How many times have you and Rob collaborated on this show?
I think this will be our sixth together. He did it twice without me with different choirs. Mm-hmm. And we've talked quite a bit about whether or not we could find a way here in town to actually debut a new kind of composer biography in the same sort of style. He did one with another choir on John Lennon. That I guess didn't go quite as well, but I thought the premise of it was interesting. So I could see Kalamazoo Bach Festival or Kaleidosong doing something of a new debut, perhaps in a future year. Different artist, different composer, same model.
One thing Rob doesn't do is sing.
He would be the first one to tell you and probably did tell you that he's not a quote-unquote singer. However, we did coerce him into singing the opening lick of Night and Day in the performance. So you will hear that if you come on the 28th. You'll get to hear just a little bit of him, and then the choir takes over. And he just sort of looks on at that moment as if he's remembering his life.
This is somewhat before your time, but it's reminding me of the really wonderful afternoon programs the Kalamazoo Symphony would put on with Raymond Harvey acting as narrator and conducting the works of a single composer, the world of so-and-so. There's what better way to get information and enjoy yourself than to be at a concert and just be fed, you know, salient details
right.
that enhance the music.
Well, especially I think in this setting and from what you describe of what they did at the symphony, because it's, if people are like me, I have kind of a short attention span. So it's nice to have a little bit of a 2 or 3 minute kind of vignette, and then it's interspersed with a song. And so right about the time that you start to maybe tune out on a song or a vignette, then there's something else happening. So it's really fast paced. The show is like 75 minutes long. It's one act. So it's not, there's no intermission, it just goes straight through. And the time passes quite quickly.
KalamazooBachFestival.org is the website where you can find more details and ticket prices for the Cole Porter Radio Hour, which is set for Sunday, October 28th at 4 o'clock at the Light Fine Arts Building at Kalamazoo College. Well, what should we listen to next?
Maybe we have to listen to Still of the Night. This is one of my favorites. This is a great example of the connection between what we do, what we strove for in this project. Of course, Roy Ringwald was one of the great arrangers. You know, Greg Jaspers is sort of one of the great arrangers now of our time. Roy Ringwald was one of the great arrangers for Fred Waring's choral ensemble. And then Fred Waring was one of the people we consider to be sort of the father of the American popular song in a choir. So he was working with the Pennsylvanians, a tradition of recording and playing things on the radio. And his big thing was, how do we make it so the audience can understand the words on the radio? And then he, of course, was one of the people that Robert Shaw, the late Robert Shaw, studied with Waring. And then Shaw went on, of course, to great fame in the choral world as well. So it's a really nice kind of tie-in, historical nod. But this arrangement of Still of the Night was performed by Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians. It was our great honor to do the arrangement, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful chart. Beautiful song, In the Still of the Night, by Cole Porter, in a choral arrangement that we'll hear on Sunday, October 28th. The ensemble is Kaleidosong with the Kalamazoo Bach Festival, and actor Rob Johansson portraying Cole Porter at different parts of his life. This is a show that was a collaboration cooked up between Rob Johansson and Chris Ludva about 10 years ago, was it? Yeah, about that.
Yeah. Before you came to Kalamazoo.
Right.
Great idea to present it here because Cole Porter's music is timeless. I was thinking about some of, you know, the fact that his lyrics are so clever in a choral setting. Do you have to work a little harder to make sure that we in the audience are catching all those clever turns of phrase?
Yeah, all the jokes are, I mean, there are certain things, even tempo needs to be, you know, considered, because there are certain things that if it were, for instance, a solo, one person on a mic, we can take it a little bit faster, and other times where we feel like if it's a choral work, we may take it just a few clicks slower in order just to make sure that everybody can really understand the jokes and get the nuance and the subtleties. I kind of toy with whether or not I go back and forth on this, whether or not it's good to have the lyrics in a program or not. I think it's nice for people to look backwards on it after the program, but too often I find, at least for myself when I go to a program, that if the lyrics are there, I spend all my time looking down at the program and then I don't really connect with what's happening with the artist. So I almost feel like the thing to do would be to hand them out after the program as people leave. Like, you could give them the program book, but then say, if you really were fascinated by the lyrics and you wanted to revisit them after the program, you can grab one from an usher on the way out. But that way people are really seeing the live art happening on stage and not staring down at their laps.
What are some of your favorite turns of phrase or songs that just have line after line?
Well, Too Darn High. Well, there's two of them. One of them we're going to do in this incarnation. One of them we're not. And then they actually both came from Kiss Me, Kate. So Kiss Me, Kate, great sort of Shakespearean-based story. And the one is Tom, Dick, or Harry. And so there's all kinds of double entendre with that, which are exactly what you think they would be. And we're editing that out of this program, not because of the double. We're not shying away from the double entendre. I mean, you know, we love that. That's part of his thing. But simply because we couldn't find the, I couldn't find the music from the last time we did it. And it was this great arrangement of a female with these four backup singers. However, the other piece from Kiss Me, Kate that we are doing this time is Too Darn Hot. That's on the recording we've been playing from. Too Darn Hot comes at the top of the second half of Kiss Me, Kate. And it's this beautifully crafted, witty little ditty about when the weather is really, really hot, that there ain't going to be no loving tonight. You know, when it's like, you know, one of those 95 degree, 98% humidity days, and you just realize that there's no way you're going to get close to somebody on that kind of a night. And so it was Porter just making all these jokes about it's too darn hot. And I'd like to do all these things, but I'm not going to do them. So this arrangement is quite clever. And we'll do this one on the program on the 28th.
Well, maybe we can listen to it now.
Yeah, yeah. Play it. They'll love it.
It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill my cup with my baby tonight. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill my cup with my baby tonight. When the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot,
Mr. Gov for his squad,
a Marine for his queen,
a GI for his cutie pie is not.
'Cause it's too
darn hot.
It's too
darn hot.
It's too
Too Darn Hot from the Cole Porter Radio Hour. That's a professional recording made by Chris Ludva and Kaleida Song. And Kalamazoo's Kaleida Song and Chris Ludva will be in concert on October 28th with the Cole Porter Radio Hour. And, you know, Chris, I think we've saved some of the best details for the end of the hour here. The Bach Festival is really pulling out the stops for this program. It's program starting at 4 o'clock, but afterward in the Light Fine Arts lobby, we'll be listening to Cole Porter tunes on a 1942 Philco broadcasting Cole Porter songs. The Philco actually making a trip from my own house over to the Light Fine Arts building. So I hope it stays in working order, but it'll add some atmosphere to a cocktail hour. A free cocktail hour.
Yes, we have Angie Jackson, the so-called, I got to get this right, traveling elixir fixer. So she's going to be mixing up, she's a mixologist. She'll be mixing up cocktails. Bee's Knees was kind of a period drink that people drank, the Manhattan, and using locally sourced liquor, which is really exciting. So, you know, I shared on the break for a second that I had brought up these cards and was showing people about the concert. And when I mentioned the free booze, all of a sudden everybody perked up. So it's apparently that's a real motivating force here in Kalamazoo.
Yes.
And, you know, what better way to end your weekend on a Sunday afternoon than to to come and hear some great music and then sit around and talk about and just sort of feel what it would have been like to have been in the 1930s, 1940s.
Period costumes accepted. I would see no problem.
Oh, yes. We should have all kinds of flappers there. You know, I've seen the dresses that the women are wearing, and there's definitely fringe and flapper-esque kind of things. There are men in tuxedos and suits, and it'll be quite dashing.
WMUK will be there as one of the co-sponsors of the show, and I'm looking forward to it greatly and getting the Philco up and running.
Does the Philco get up and running often or no?
Maybe once a week. As I'm cleaning the house, I can fire it up. It takes a long time to warm up, and it kind of goes hum. It has that hum.
Uh-huh.
And then I take my little quarter-acre transmitter and hook up my iPhone to it and play songs on the transmitter to the radio, and it works great.
Very cool.
Sometimes I listen to old radio shows and clean the house.
I think there's nothing like them. I mean, that's the thing that really drew me to this program, was this idea of a time when people would just sort of sit around, I mean, a big box, just a big speaker like that, as a family, and listen to these programs, whether it was, you know, War of the Worlds, or it was Fred Waring, or, you know, sort of our version or their version of a podcast, you know.
Exactly. Well, I was certainly attracted to the title, the Cole Porter Radio Hour, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
So that's Sunday, October 28th. Any last things we can remember to say to listeners, remind folks of?
No, I think I just challenge people that if they've not heard of Cole Porter, or if they have and have just sort of been intrigued, that I think the universality of his writing is that he was writing about what it was like to be human. And in this piece, Rob has so beautifully written and then delivers this, you know, this interpretation of somebody. It just really brings the man to life, and all of his wonderful things, all of the challenges of being him at that time period, the challenges of being an artist. It's all stuff that I think people can relate to instantly, whether they're, you know, a great world famous composer or just somebody that's, you know, raising a family. These are human things that Porter went through and that he wrote about and that Rob now comments in the show. So
details on tickets and more at KalamazooBachFestival.org. And Chris Lidva, thanks for joining me this hour.
Thank you.
Which is not the Cole Porter Radio Hour. It's
the Carol Lawrence Radio Hour.
Radio Hour.
Yes.
I see your name on a track on the recording you brought along of the Cole Porter Radio Hour. It's Night and Day.
Well, you didn't have to mention that. But yes, it is me on the Night and Day track. And it was not an intentional choice. Actually, it was one of those things in post-production that the artist that we had hired, it didn't quite nail it. And so, which is not to say that I quite nailed it either, but it just felt like it needed that. In the show on Sunday, you'll actually see Rob do this line that I do, but it was a joy to do it. And it's just a beautiful piece and closes the program nicely.
Like the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall. Like the tick, tick, tock of the stately clock as it stands against the wall. Like the drip, drip, drip of the raindrop when the summer showers through. So a voice within me keeps repeating you, 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 night and day.
Inside me, and it's all in one.
We heard another selection from the Cole Porter Radio Hour. That was Kaleida Song with Night and Day, and Chris Ludva conducting. And we also heard his voice at the beginning of the track. Chris Ludva has been my guest this hour here on WMUK, and the Cole Porter Radio Hour, which he will direct, is coming up on Sunday, October 28th at 4 o'clock at the Dalton Theater of the Light Fine Arts Center at Kalamazoo College. News from NPR coming up in just a few minutes. We have sunshine expected today with highs in the low 50s, partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s, and it will be overcast tomorrow with highs reaching the mid 40s, currently 42 degrees here in Kalamazoo. As we referenced Artie Shaw earlier this hour, why don't we listen to Begin the Begin from Artie Shaw to take us up to 11:01 and news from NPR.